We are back. Correct opinions. Once more, thank you all, as always, for listening. Like, review, share, and enjoy today's episode. Let's get into it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
We are the... not a good start.
Hey.
The Are You For Real tour is over. R.I.P.
Are you for real done? Guess so.
We are back. Off the road. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel accomplished. And I somewhat expected that night to be a little bit more like emotional or something maybe. But it was more just like, it was a little bit of nerves going into it. And then once it was there, I was like, great, we did it. Of course we did. We've been doing it.
It was a very cool feeling to get off stage the last time. The last 20 minutes of my set, I was having thoughts of like,
really?
Wow, it's the last time that'll get a laugh pretty much. I was just openly like, I'm just going to not address the emotions till later, you know. it was all just pure joy, having a blast.
Yeah, it was just fun.
There was some, I had some emotions like the day before, kind of like, this is weird, and a little the day after, but pretty quickly had a great feeling of relief of like, if you were like, hey man, you're back on a bus this weekend, I'd be like, man. So I think it was perfect.
I think we
went to every city we could. I finally got the last final data here.
I tried to count in Sport Clips yesterday. So let's see if we have the same number. Yeah, because Derek just snapped his head over at me because it's Sport Clips. I thought I cursed.
Jake,
watch your mouth.
Jake could. You treated yourself. Did you treat yourself with the MVP, man? You're like, I'm going to go get myself a $17 haircut. I deserve it.
Actually, a Sport Clips is tricky because they'll just give you the MVP unless you emphatically tell them no, and which I had to do because I was also in line at the DMV yesterday. So treated myself to some errands, actually.
68 cities, 84 shows, 100,564 tickets. That's so cool we hit that milestone.
Just barely hit 100K.
I'd be so ticked if it was 98,000.
We'd have to go back out.
To do one or two more shows.
No way.
Crazy,
okay.
Yeah.
68 cities, 84 shows, 100,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why I feel so accomplished and like just excited about what we did. It's like, I mean, we got the most out of it. I mean, we did the tour bus. We had the full experience.
We went to Springfield, Illinois last week. It's like, all right.
Like, I made the joke. I was like, we have ran out of geography.
Uh-huh.
They're not making more of it. We can't go anywhere else. Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to go? North Dakota?
Lake Charles. Wasn't that the place we were joking about?
Yeah.
There we go.
We're trending down there. that's for now. No tour dates. We're chilling. Of course, we'll get back on the road at some point. But I'm excited, man. I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah. I know the alternative was going to watch the PGA Championship in Tulsa with all of your best friends. So,
yeah.
I know you're excited about the wedding.
That's the in-laws for you. I still love weddings. See some family. And if you're going to Southern Hills in Tulsa this weekend, good for you. That's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Big golf weekend. But I got back, played some. I'm slowly reverting back to. Feel like my mid 20s was very like, let's see how little activity I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get that back in me. So a buddy put a basketball goal in his driveway, like we're in high school. A bunch of 30-year-olds were. I just balled all day Sunday.
That is great. You guys were just in like a suburban.
Oh yeah,
like neighborhood.
Some like 60-year-old couple walked by, and she's like, "It looks like you boys are having fun." Like, yes, ma'am.
Oh, dude, that reminds me. I don't think I told you this. I was walking around my neighborhood. There was some garage sales a couple weeks ago. Someone gets my attention. They go, is that Jake Triplett? One of my neighbors recognized me, like follows us or whatever. And like lives like across the street from me. So we're kind of chatting.
You've met your neighbors?
What?
You've met your neighbors?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And so we're chatting and she's like, you know what's fun? My husband is a UPS driver and he is delivered to Trey. He knows exactly where he lives.
You know what's fun?
You know what's fun?
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Well, here's the kicker, though.
So how'd she... Okay, keep going.
I was like, okay, no way. I kind of say the area you live in. She's like, no. South Overland Park. I was like, oh. Not only does he not live there, he's never, ever lived there. That's not even accurate at any point. It's like in the places he's lived here.
That's funny. I guess there's some poor soul named Trey Kennedy in South Overland Park. Who's gotten who knows what from
my neighbor
DraftKings. What Wait, so how does your neighbors know about what you do? I guess just small talking. And
she said, how did it go? She's like, one of your friend's moms did a Facebook Marketplace deal with me and told me that you live over there. I was like, oh, okay.
You're very active on all the...
Yeah.
Between Marketplace and my husband's job, I can give you any address of anyone on the metro.
Yeah. We've got some latitude and longitude. Yeah, pretty dialed in.
Yeah. Good old neighborhoods. I love them. The little nine-year-old boy walks by with his basketball,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, oh, it was a flashback to like being eight. You know, when that kid in the neighborhood would walk up while you're balling, you're like, oh, great. We're going to have to like include this kid. And I was that bad kid who I was like, dude, I'll take one for the team. He's like, can I play? And I'd be like, no. I was like, I'm about to tell this nine-year-old he can't play well. But he kept walking. He went to the park.
Yeah, you keep walking.
Yeah, that's right, Brennan. That would have been fun, though. I kind of... We'll poop with the little kid one of these days, I'm sure. Love neighborhoods.
Yeah, I was picking up a friend the other day in a neighborhood, and there was like probably a 10-year-old like doing skateboard tricks out in front of his driveway. So I like, you know, I pull up, I roll my window down, and I say, hey, can I see a trick? And he says, no, and scurries off. And I was like, I'm about to be on a registered sex offender list. I shouldn't have done that. I should have asked to see the trick.
Can I see a little trick from you, buddy? You're going to get a knock on your door. I heard you asking my son to see a trick. What's going on?
Yeah, so that was a bummer.
I remember when I was riding my bike in my neighborhood growing up, and some older guy goes, hey, kid, what's your name? And I go, Trey. And he goes, don't talk to me.
That was a test. You failed, classic. Son.
It was a high school kid. He got me.
Don't talk to me.
It was funny.
Stranger danger could not have been, I mean, any worse advice.
Yeah. I
remember back in the day, they're like, someone will come up. They will have a ponytail. They will have a mustache. Big white van. You won't know them at all. They mm-hmm. won't groom you over time and years. They right. will be a stranger in a playground.
Avoid anyone else.
Yeah.
That's why our generation, I mean, I haven't talked to a stranger in decades. I yeah. was trained...
No.
Anyone watch that weird Stranger Danger show? What was it called? Was that it was a movie with the weird alien guy. Have we talked about this on the podcast?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I didn't grow up watching it, but I've seen it. Like,
he would say, Nanu no. Nanu no. And you'd run away from the stranger.
Yeah. It's probably for the best with everything else going on in my upbringing that I wasn't introduced to that.
Oh, yeah. What was this guy? It was this. Remember that guy? Oh.
Hey there.
What was his name?
I have no idea. Stranger Danger Alien Guy.
Stranger Danger. Oh, his name was Corny.
Oh. Corny. Cool.
But fortunately, it was typically Uncle Tony. Should have been afraid of. Yeah, man. It's good. Good to be back. I'm going to... baseball game tonight. Don't even like baseball, but they dollar hot dogs.
Yeah, dollar hot dogs, and the Royals are in last place, so I imagine tickets were, I don't know, $9.
We'll have to give a shout out to my buddy Joe Kelly. He plays for the White Sox.
Yeah.
And he's got me some tickets.
No way.
Again, the tickets, I believe they're giving out for free anyways, but shout out to him. He came to the show.
Yeah, he was at the Riverside folks. Show.
So he's just going to probably... throw a no-hitter against the Royals.
Yeah, is he pitching tonight? Is that why he invited you out? Or mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I guess. I don't know. I don't follow baseball super well. Dollar hot dogs.
I'm certain about the hot dog policy. Yep. I don't know who's pitching. Hot dog
policy.
I know about that. Yeah, we are back. You mentioned it earlier. You're like, I don't know if I would be excited if I had to go back on the bus right now. Now, as part of that, because of some of the issues you've had all tour long, falling asleep.
Yes, I'd like to... I'm happy to announce I've kept the streak alive where, again, on the bus weekend, I'm batting 1,000 where at least one night I wake up in a total panic. And this, I did it on a bang, dude. It took me 10 minutes to catch my breath. My adrenaline was at an all-time high. I mean, just middle of the night, disoriented, just... until I finally, like, find the curtain and I'm, like, open air. And, I mean, I laid there cupping my, holding my chest.
I can't believe it happens every time.
Every time. I don't know why. I get disoriented.
I mean, you know you're in a bus. It's not new anymore. Oh, I'm in a tour bus.
I think it's because I like I OD on melatonin so I can sleep on the tour bus. And then I think I took some heavy melatonin last night because I was trying to get back on the like real life schedule. Because tour schedule, we sleep. It's like 2 to 9.
Yeah.
2 to 10. I'm trying to get back on that more 11 to 7 mm-hmm. vibe. So I'm popping it, and I had a horrible nightmare that my mother was like thrown off a cliff or something. So that woke me up early. Dude, it's weird. You ever dream something and you wake up and you're like, what is wrong with me?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh. I kept dreaming that we were on a tour bus and we kept leaving Katie behind. And I'd have to be like, you have to turn around. And he'd be like, we can't.
Like, well, Katie's not going to do good hitchhiking. So figure it out. Although, probably a pretty big thumb. Just proportionally.
True. Yeah, that's true. She's, you know, long and skinny. She'd be all right hitchhiking, actually.
Yeah, some of the dreams, or even just dreams that you're so convinced were happening. You wake up, and for 10 minutes, you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. that's true.
Ooh, that totally happened. That's some of the best, though. When you wake up, something horrible's happened in your dream, you know is real, and you wake up, and you're like, oh, my goodness, that wasn't real. What a relief.
There's that period of time where you're pretty sure, like, okay, that must have been a dream. You're like, I think. No, that would have been a dream.
Did I pee right? the bed or did I not?
Yeah, like I don't think I would slap her across the face.
No,
but I was pretty mad. that was probably a dream. I think my job's intact.
Yeah, I said before the tour, I woke up on a weekly basis for like the first couple months leading up, like fully real dream that I was on stage and had nothing prepared. And I wake up like, oh, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't go viral as a laughing stock.
Gosh, just having nothing. Hey, you guys.
You know, when you're in this position, there's always like this weird kind of, this day and age, there's this faint fear of like, will I be canceled one day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't think of anything I've done to be canceled, but like, what it, maybe in sixth grade, did I shove a girl off the monkey bars?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But I had this guy tweeted me. And it said, an open letter to Trey Kennedy. And you saw it?
I watched it.
Derek's seen it? How'd you see it, Derek?
I was like, what is he about to call me out on, dude? What did I do?
It's got like 75 views on one of them.
Oh. Yeah. I looked this morning. It's at 83.
Should we watch it?
I haven't seen it. Is it something we should watch?
I kind of saved it. I mean, it's an open letter. What's the definition of that? To the public.
That's a good point.
I don't know if we can do all of it. What is it? It's like 15 minutes. You watched all of it?
My goodness.
Half of it. Nice.
You got the point.
You stuck around for 7 minutes?
Wait, how do I find it? How would you find it? I think he tweeted me. I just got a tweet that says something like, typically Trey's videos are funny, but this time he crossed the line. And that's like my worst fear. I'm like, oh no, who did I?
Oh no. It was a couple's fighting video.
I'm trying to keep it.
Domestic abuse. It's couples fighting.
Okay. Someone responded to the video saying, this dude's voice made my ears bleed. Which I don't know if he's talking about my original video or this guy's
the
video.
The guy who made the video.
I think you'll know the answer pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Derek says we'll know the answer soon.
Well, that's how I initially saw it. I was like, wow, just another funny roast of me. For some reason, I'm making this guy's ears bleed. An open letter to Trey Kennedy.
Hey, Trey. I've loved a lot of your videos on YouTube.
Okay.
Love the impersonations of restaurants and months and holidays and social media platforms.
Okay. Well, that's very kind.
I'll
thank you.
Continue to do so in the future.
He's sandwiching it. Good, bad, good.
I admit I don't really love your podcast.
Oh. I was not expecting that.
Sometimes there's a sketch at the beginning of the episode.
Hmm?
And recently I watched an old episode that had an interview with author Annie F. Downs. I hadn't heard of her, but it struck me as an unusual thing for your podcast to do. So I gave it a listen.
Oh,
and,
okay. That's fun.
Part of it really surprised me.
The book is called What Sounds Fun to You? Because the hope is, can we start teaching kids that on a playground, there can be 5 different kids doing 5 different things and they're all fun? Because I think a lot of times what happens is, and when I talk to adults about fun, Trey, I'll say, what sounds fun to you? And they will say, well, this may not be fun to you, or this is kind of embarrassing, .. Because we have decided this is cool to be fun. Building.
I know, I'm pretty excited.
Right.
And so my hope is I can go back and catch kids when they're little and go like, hey, that's all fun, so that they never get shame attached. I would like to spend my life fighting shame in other people. And so I am, and so that's what I'm hoping to do with the kids' book is like, go like, that's hey, good. If you love to read on the playground, that's cool.
I'm curious
would like to spend my life.
what he's going to have against this.
Okay.
Kind of guy who would make people feel bad for what they enjoy doing.
Okay. He always set that up as like, you know, I was in support of her saying we shouldn't shame people for enjoying something.
He's done his research.
This is pretty impressive, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think you have a lot of admirable qualities. Like, you're doing something you love, and you clearly have a lot of fun, and help other people have fun.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
That I'm about to criticize.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
You've made a name for yourself.
You're wearing all gray.
And you have a career.
The outfit today is not a great choice.
And just because you make fun of everybody, I don't think it necessarily means you're mean or hateful.
I would hope not.
Take your videos about Maddox the middle schooler.
Oh, he's okay.
You made me do that.
Okay, a lot of Maddox here.
Maddox.
Well, and I didn't really get it with these videos.
Here we go.
Oh, Harry Potter. He didn't like Harry Potter or Disney.
Now, I'm not into Harry Potter.
Oh. Respect!
Good!
They don't talk about it with me much. Like, so much of your internet persona and possibly some of your real life persona is about criticizing social media trends you don't like and just roasting everyone. It's about time someone roasted you.
Here we go. Get the flames going.
I like really boring generic baby names. That's with people getting attached to animals they've owned for years and years.
Yeah. Keep it coming.
It's so much cooler to get some fake plastic tree and put in your house for Christmas instead of getting a different tree.
Boom, roasted.
Holy cow. Take it easy.
I'm not man enough to handle pine needles.
Whoa!
Okay.
Coming for the jugular.
This isn't roasting people. It's your thing. It's true. There are a lot of dumb kids' movies and kids' books out there.
Go back to the roast.
But, you know, there are also a lot of dumb adult movies and adult books.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Now, there's some...
Dave Chappelle just turned up out of nowhere in there.
Terrific.
Comedy Central roast.
Look, you get Midwestern culture, at least on some level, and that's what's made your videos about it so popular.
This is all very enlightening,
at this
honestly.
Point,
yeah.
You're probably running out of ideas.
Oh.
If you want to do a video about bookworms, like me, I got a tip. Do a scene where a character goes into a library.
Write this down.
And they take a book from the shelves and they do this.
A library.
Paper and ink. People will tell you it's accurate.
Okay, we're going to keep that in mind.
Okay, I wrote that down. Goes into a library, takes a book from the shelf, goes, paper and ink.
He just straight roasted me for 10 minutes.
So he turned it on good. You. Yeah, let's
You're get... probably running out of ideas, let's be honest.
It had me second guessing. Here we are. We're starting second, third channels. I forgot we ran out of ideas. That sucks.
Look, like when we started with, like, let's listen to us on the podcast. He's like, I don't like the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Trey. I'm not man enough to handle real Christmas trees.
Yeah, generic good. Baby names. That was great.
That was good.
He dished it out.
I hope he keeps it coming.
It's a little too bad, though. That was an example of what we talk about all the time. Like, this day and age, like, everything's funny until it relates to you. And you're like, hold on, buddy. You know, it's like, this joke was funny at this person's expense.
But,
this joke is funny. But, whoa, that one's about me.
Yeah.
I'm not funny. They are.
Yeah. I'd like Harry Potter. So let's not. I agree. I really enjoyed making the Harry Potter and Disney ones because people were weirdly like, I mean, this guy doesn't want anyone to have any fun. It's like I'm making fun of it. Everyone imaginable. I don't know why that's.
And to his point of running out of ideas, we're not running out, but it's like, I mean, you make content multiple times a week for 7 years, you're gonna need to stretch yourself a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not just dad content the whole time. So,
well, thank you for the open letter. I mean, he put a lot of work into that.
He really did. Yeah, he was like taking. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, anyone feel free to roast us. That there's nothing funnier than that. It's nice to be in a position where that's growing up. I'd mess with my buddies, and I remember feeling like a sicko because I'd make fun of them and. Some kids, you know, get their feelings hurt and they make fun of me back, and I would laugh.
Yeah.
Because I get great joy from people making fun of me. I think it's excellent.
I get great joy.
So there's something wrong.
Are we to play the verse next week?
Yeah, I mean, please send me any... If you want to sit down and record yourself roasting me and or Jake, please do it.
I would love to see someone like...
We'll show the best ones.
Yeah, impersonating us or impersonating you.
Yeah.
Trey Kennedy as Maddox be like.
Yeah, I might need to... This is good. Why don't you go to social media and be like, you know, we just finished a whole... I just went across the country making fun of everyone. Roast us.
It's your turn to make fun of me.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Do it. Can't wait to see.
You guys haven't let us down lately. Mm-hmm. The Wikipedia page. Oh, I forgot to look if people left your dad Google reviews.
Oh, I did. My father texted me.
Really?
Thank you guys for the support.
See, yeah, I knew the recties don't let us down.
What did we get?
I don't know. What'd your dad text you?
I think he sent me a screenshot. I can't recall what it said.
All right. 728 reviews. I'm pretty sure it's what it said last week. I'm trying to sort by... Yep, sort by...
Newest. There you go. Smart.
Mackenzie said, go Kennedys.
Okay, that's... Thanks.
5 stars.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Shirley said, great service. Friendly and affordable. And then your dad wrote back a paragraph of how much he appreciates her kindness and support.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing us. Anything you need. We want to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Joan said, very professional. Kaylee said, exceptional.
What's the time?
5 days ago, 4 days
ago.
Oh, here we go. Finally, this one seems like maybe a pocket. This place has exceptional service, very professional, and everyone is very friendly. Hashtag correct opinions.
That one might be from the podcast. Yeah. Hashtag correct opinions.
She just hashtagged it. It looks like a lot of people just gave 5 stars.
Let's go.
And dude,
what's it at? Is it 4 point?
Your dad is replying to each person.
I don't know if it's
but
him.
But not with what? Copy. He's not copying and pasting. Like, he's typing something new each time.
Let's go. What's it at?
4.4.
Oh, okay. I think that's what he was at.
Was it? Okay. Well.
He's got to be close to 4.5.
I mean, like, someone, like, just probably a podcast listener named Owen leaves 5 stars. No text, just 5 stars. The response, wow, Owen, we really appreciate you allowing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Yeah.
Just blown away. And then, like, several more sentences. Thank you so much. If you ever need anything... Contact
Call
us.
Can you tell me where Trey lives? Is it South Overland Park? I swear.
Dude, you think Trey will come by the neighborhood pool?
I had a delivery person. Are you going to go to your neighborhood pool?
All the roommates were talking about it last night. We're like, when does it close? Because like right now, like at 10:30, it sounds really good.
Right.
So I don't know what the policy is on that, but yeah, we're definitely hitting that up. Two of my roommates are single.
You say
so.
When is it closed?
Like, you know, can we still swim at late at night?
Oh,
like,
late at night.
Like,
yeah,
is that okay?
For sure not.
Yeah. But if we're quiet...
It's one of those 24/7 neighborhood pools.
I don't know. We'll
see. Do it. I had a... Because sometimes I'll get the packages, and it'll say, like, YouTuber TikTok, like, on the outside of the package. So I had this gal one day be like, what'd you get from TikTok? And she, like, gave it to me on the front porch. She's like, what's from TikTok? I'm like, oh, I don't... I just always lie.
I think it's a clock company.
Have I told... Did I tell this story on the podcast last week?
Maybe. What is it?
I'm trying to remember... When did we... No, I have not told this on the podcast. So we get back. We're home for literally like 36 hours in between the last couple runs.
Yeah, between New York and Green Bay.
And it was a beautiful, sunny summer day, but no pools are open anywhere except a hotel.
You mentioned that you were going to do that, but we haven't heard the aftermath.
Me and a group of buddies, we do it, right? We rent a room.
We do it.
So it's a little sketchy, right? We're just like renting one room and then I'm going to sneak in like a dozen guys. But there's no one really there. It's May 7th and wherever. So I check in. I'm the one who like got the room. I check in, you know, name, blah, blah, blah. Kennedy. He's like, so what brings you to town? Just small talk to me. You know, I don't want to. When you do what I do, it's never like, you know, it's like, what do you do? And you're like, I'm in sales. People go, cool, got it.
Right on. Thanks for
if you
coming.
Live in Kansas City and you go comedian, people are like, you like what? You know. So I just like, there's like in town for what are you doing? I go, just in town for work.
Okay.
He goes, oh, okay. What do you do for work? And I'm not even making. I'm like, oh great. Usually people just leave it. He's going for. I go, this is what I do. I go, I'm just in consulting.
The most unconfident answer.
Okay. You just consult him. Yeah. And he's like, okay, does anyone ever tell you? You look like this guy does videos. He does videos online. Does anyone ever tell you that? And I go, I just keep going. I feel like I'm in it. I'm like, I'm just confident. I'm like, I'm not.
You're a consultant.
I go, yeah, dude, I get that a lot. yeah. It's kind of funny. So here's
a lot of my work buddies at the consulting business say that.
It's my credit card if you need it. He's like, really? Okay. And then he goes, and then I see here Trey Kennedy, you know, blah, 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 at Gmail. That's, is that a good email for you? I'm like, yeah, that's good. He's looking at me. He's like, you're not. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm the guy. And he's like, yeah, I knew you were lying the whole time. Consult. He's literally making fun of me. He's like, consulting? I was like, I was messing with him. I mean, it was so embarrassing. It's like I said the first lie, and I just couldn't. I just kept going until I totally humiliated myself.
This is who I am now. Mm-hmm. That reminds me when Derek said he had that photo shoot or a full day video shoot, and at the beginning of the day they called him by the wrong name, and he just went with it. Yeah. Next 12 hours, he's a different name. He's like, "That's me now. I'm Trevor.
I have
now.
A new identity.
This is who I am to these people."
It was brutal.
Consulting.
Yeah. I'm in consulting.
I'm in town to consult.
I literally told him. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think, yeah, you're like, he handed the credit card. He's like, whoa, same last name. I think that's what you told
that
me.
That was another detail. When he's like, does anyone tell you look like, because my legal name is not Trey Kennedy.
So it's like, great.
So I'm like, he's like, anyone tell you look like Trey Kennedy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, and even the same last name. That's crazy. And I go,
right?
Yeah, right. And then if Trey Kennedy is the email, though, I'm like, yeah, I mean, isn't that crazy too? I know.
Pretty big fan, actually. It's a fan account email that I use.
So that was humiliating.
I got recognized at the Chicago airport. This is about 4 a.m. You're busy slamming 8 chicken fingers at Cane's.
We stayed up all night partying in Chicago. Cane's at 4 a.m. Chicago's crazy. Everything's open all night long.
Yeah, it's like they're always celebrating something. Like, is it a holiday? I think it's just Saturday, I guess.
We all got free Cane's hats. Did you see us in the Cane's hats? Yeah. They gave us Cane's hats. I wore it on the flight home. I don't think it's a cool hat.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm done with the Cane's hat.
That's funny, because Al and I also got hats this week. We had to buy bucket hats because we didn't want to get sunburnt the day before the special.
Very smart.
Like, idiots. Anyway, yeah, about 4 a.m., I'm getting group texted Cane's pictures. I'm like, that looks nice. In the airport and get recognized, and we're in the Chicago airport. He's like, dude, I was at the show. I was like, last night? That's awesome. He's like, no, in Joliet, November. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then I'm running into you after we just did a Chicago show. You were in the suburb one.
Cool.
Really nice guy. He was also on my flight. And so he was in town for work, probably consulting.
Consulting, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was going to go to the pool probably. But yeah, it was fun.
It's great. On our flight back from Italy, some guy was on the flight. He's like, hey, what's up, man? We were at the Grand Rapids show.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple times. I remember we went out one night in Austin, and I was with some friends or whatever, and they were like, we were at your show. We loved it. And I was like, thank y'all, you know, whatever. And then come to find out, they're like, we were at the show 2 months ago. Yeah. We saw you, you know, saw you in Orlando. I was like, whoa. Oh. Well, we just got done with one. Here in Austin.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Orlando.
So that's cool. I think it's going to happen more and more. It's like a special bond. Cool. Like, you've been at the show.
For sure.
Okay. Let's hug.
Way special. Let's bring it in.
Come on, brother.
I'll tell you what I do for a living. I'll be honest.
You've earned it.
You want my address?
All right. It's not Overland Park.
but it feels good. So thanks to everyone who came out. We had a lot of podcast listeners, obviously, at the shows. Good people.
People are probably wondering a little bit, Trey, because I know I'm getting these questions about you. Okay, you're shooting a special. What does that mean? Is it on Netflix? Is it on YouTube? When's it coming out? How special are you?
Good question. Yes, we shot the special. Derek, the wizard, did it all. No, did anyone come up to you, Derek?
Not this time, actually.
Good. Wow. Good job, everyone.
Yeah, Derek was locked in. Don't bother.
It was too dark in there. They couldn't.
Yeah.
So we're going to get this thing ready to rock. And of course, a dream scenario is that it ends up on a Netflix or something. We'll see. But I'm willing to bet, and I'm going to be very pleased when we just put it out on YouTube for all of our loyal fans. So we'll see.
Yeah.
In the next month or two, we should have something, some news.
It's great that, like, the worst case scenario is you upload it to your YouTube page that has a million subscribers.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that's going to sell so many tickets for the next show.
Dude, it's, especially having done this for so long, the fact that I now have, here in a few weeks, I'll have, like, 20 TikToks to post. You know what I mean?
Oh, from stand-up. Yeah, we've been doing this so long and haven't posted any of our stuff.
I'll just have so many clips to post over the coming months. I'm very excited about
that. It's about to be real annoying to follow Trey Kennedy on Instagram.
Another stand-up. Now I'm excited. That'll be a game changer because we're constantly like, we need to make more videos and like, we'll just have those in the back pocket for the next.
Do we even need to work this summer?
No.
I don't think. Let's go to your friend's basketball hoop.
I don't think we need to do anything.
Which works out great because, to be honest, I was kind of running out of ideas. So,
yeah.
This is
no kidding.
Couldn't have come.
We can shoot bookworms, we like, and let's call it a day.
I want to get that one out before it's too late. Get the bookworm. Yeah, so it'll be out somewhere. And Trey was nice enough to let me get mine filmed from Derek. Derek was nice enough not to just not roll the cameras on me. And mine will be posted to Jean Shorts page.
Uh-huh.
Which is really exciting. Thanks again for suggesting that.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to see
a lot of
content from the boys soon.
It's going to be like my personal Facebook. I was like, this would be nice. Friends back home can see it.
Maybe an Insta story upload or something. It'd be so fun.
A big difference.
So yeah, we're back, and now it's the summer of content. We've secured like a studio space, if you will.
Sure.
So you're gonna see different backgrounds in the videos in the coming months. Getting out of the house, Katie's very pleased.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever see Katie again.
Yeah.
I should have said goodbye sooner. I mean, why would I ever come over here again? Christmas party next year, I guess. That'd be like the last time I see her.
I'll never see her again. Yep.
Dang.
That was kind of the whole genesis of why we got it.
Separate us.
That Jake guy can come over here every day. she'll be around. So we got that. We're going to shoot new videos. We're starting back the content with the bang.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Haha.
You guys have no obvious. The Genderville thing, it's kind of like a monster of my own making. I get 600 DMs a day of gender reveals. I get it. I see them. But we're shooting one of our own, so we're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Derek knows a bunch of...
Hillbillies.
Patriots. Who have legal weapons, but we're going to make use of that. I'm quite honestly scared of them, so
yeah,
should help.
Yeah, they have like a day job they can go to. Just kind of leave the guns in the field when we get there, hopefully.
Patriots. So I'm excited. That is going to be epic.
Yeah, going off with a bang. Mm-hmm. Making our own gender reveal tomorrow.
Yep. So, yeah. And then other than that, shoot us your ideas because we're out.
After that, I mean, back to the drawing board.
Ooh,
who knows? Trey's getting out of town. He's going to weddings he doesn't care about just because he didn't want to be here to shoot stuff. Mm. So.
But I'm excited. I made several lake weekend plans.
Lakes are fun.
Fired up.
Lakes are fun. Local lakes? Oklahoma lakes? Great lakes?
Doing a little Oklahoma, a little Arkansas, a little Missouri.
Okay.
Hey, don't look now.
Going to Branson? Table Rock? What are we talking about? Lake of the Ozarks?
No.
You dog. You dog.
Grand.
Cool. Be cool to visit kind of the area where the show Ozark is kind of based out of.
Which I just finished. My gosh.
I knew you were into
that. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think it's based around like Lake of the Ozarks area.
I tell Katie she reminds me of Wendy. She's like a psycho screaming woman.
Yeah.
Just like Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she's hitchhiking. She got left on the bus again.
Oh.
Is Katie pretty excited for you to be done touring?
I think she's the same as everyone. It's kind of like what kind of a relief slash like it's going to set in and be kind of a bummer soon, I'm sure. But yeah, I think as of right now, I'm very pleased to not travel as much for sure. Yeah.
But also, we're not going to have that much time off. I mean, like 2 months from now.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Maybe I will see her again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
See if I've seen her again.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently we had some maybe COVID scares over the tour. Thank goodness that didn't halt anything.
Just any kind of sickness. I had that thought. I was like, I'm glad we're all like feeling good. The night of the special.
We had thought like they're like Chicago cases are up. They might do the masks again. Like that's can't. We don't want to shoot a special with all the masks.
Yeah.
I guess it's fine.
I guess it's fine.
It's funny.
I'll tell you what. Or sorry, keep going.
I have some friends who couldn't. You know, it's basically not real anymore. I have some. I just got a text of guys like I was around COVID. I have no symptoms. So if you want to see me this week, I don't. Riddle me this. Maybe this is just, I would be a bad employee. But if I worked for a corporation, I would have had COVID 4 times by now. I would go out of my, if I was friends like, I have COVID, I'm like, I'm coming over. Let's have a movie night. Share a soda.
Making up variants that I have.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't have worked a day in 2021.
Katie at the time worked, you know, she had like a job with a company. And I was like, at that time, if she had gotten COVID, she would have, like, at no PTO had to be taking anything, 10 days off, two weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, get COVID. Let's just hang out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want COVID. I'm like, ugh.
Well, yeah. Get COVID, get hospitalized, get something. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of town.
Rupture a spleen. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah, if COVID gets you out of work, what's stopping you from doing all sorts of stuff?
Yeah. Hey, get a heart transplant. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
You want one that beats a little different? Get you a new one. Get your pig heart.
Speaking of transplant, you ever heard of a hair one?
yes, I've heard of it. That is where they take the hair off of a closely related primate and put it on you.
Closely related relative or...
I don't know how 23andMe works.
That Netflix show?
Okay, we should talk about that.
Have someone random impregnate your wife. Like the Netflix show. They just find someone random, just put the hairs in your head. You just hope it's the same color.
It will be a different human.
I am taking Derek's hair.
He's a perfect match.
He's a perfect match. It was a plan all along.
Yeah.
No, it was nice to have a doctor just confirm, like, yeah, you'll be bald soon.
Okay.
So, we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
He told me to take some stuff.
Is the solution really taking someone else's hair? Is that what they do?
No.
Oh, I was like, I never heard of that.
Because if you want to do all that, they just take it from, like, the... I guess there's still a... You know, a possibility that some people, there's nothing they can do because they're losing all of it. But I guess as long as your hairs around back here are really good, you just put them up. You just...
Okay.
Shift them up there.
Yeah. Like a retractable roof.
Mm.
Yeah.
NFL Stadium vibes. Yeah,
yeah, like SoFi Stadium. Mm. Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Well.
So, yeah. You maybe... You could... I think this is actually real. You want a beard, dude? You got a lot of hair on your head.
Yeah.
You could have them transplant it. That's real, actually.
I think it's a different kind of hair, isn't it? What's on my head versus what's on my chin?
It'd be so cool.
I would look like a golden retriever.
You'd look like a Dr. Seuss character. A golden retriever.
It's like, look, Rachel has a type. All right. Look, it's what she wants.
We're running out of ideas. Do it.
Yeah, but... Okay, so yeah, how much of that documentary, which I think we talked about on the podcast a few weeks ago when the trailer came out.
Our Father, very
it's
excited.
Finally out.
I've watched the first 15 minutes. I can't wait.
Okay. You just started a documentary at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Yeah. I did a few things. I'm trying to still enjoy some time off. So I was like, yeah, let's just have a cup of coffee and watch some Netflix. And we kind of did we watched 15 minutes of another show. I'm like, okay, I don't like this. And then I looked for a while. And by then I started that. You arrived, and I was like, well, we watched The Ultimatum for a bit. Who comes up with these Netflix dating shows? They're like, couples are about to get married. We're going to have them date someone else for 3 weeks and see what happens.
And engaged couples are willingly signing up for it.
Yeah, and so they're all upset, and it's just hard to see the love of my life on another date.
What'd you sign up for?
Just don't do that.
Hey, don't enjoy attention as much and just be a normal engaged couple.
So...
It is amazing. That is probably if other countries...
But it's tough because I saw now they all have 500,000 Instagram followers and are going to be influencers for a living.
Really?
By being psychopaths, probably.
Seems like Netflix has really gone down the path of strange dating shows. That's kind of their thing.
It's made me forget about The Bachelor. I mean, seriously, The Bachelor's got to be in some of these were so popular.
Love is
Blind was so successful. Some of these. I mean, they're really getting a little more excited in The Bachelor than... And they're doing a better job casting. The Bachelor, they'll find the... I mean, it's like, hey, I'm Ben. I'm Dan.
Josh.
Just, you're amazing. It's just, I don't know. I'm keeping up with The Bachelor. Is it The Bachelorette right now? What's happening?
I don't know what's happening right now. Sounds like they're going to need to step it up a notch or something.
No doubt.
Get a few different, you know, kind of like Chinese checkers. Right now, Bachelor's just playing checkers, like match, man with woman. I want Chinese checkers style. Men on men on women, closely related primate, like every option possible. They're just all entangling.
Oh, I think it's...
That's a show.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise right now? I'm not sure. I can't keep up. I still want to get someone I know on that show. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be fun. If, I don't know. Or, yeah, I don't know. Oh, sorry. Our Father, what do you think of the documentary so far?
So far, it's riveting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to dive in.
I kind of want to take a 23andMe.
23andMe has had to mess up a lot of people's lives. I mean, like ignorance is bliss. You're like, can you imagine with your family? Because I've heard if you're in a white family, it's come across a dinner conversation. What if we all did 23andMe? See, we're 8% Native American. Would you look at that?
I knew we were sketchy. Polish.
Oh, I have 19 brothers. What? And then your dad's like, yeah, I was trying to make some money. You know, I had to donate.
Did some things.
I mean, I know of someone who's like, yeah, my dad found out he was like a half brother.
Gosh.
Like their grandpa was updated. Like, you know, you have a mystery kid? Like, huh.
That's how 23andMe labels it.
Well, find your mystery child.
Yeah, I have a notification at the top right. What is this? Oh, it says mystery kid.
Have you ever done it?
No, I never have. I know nothing about myself.
No, I don't either.
You're right, though.
I've heard they also would be like, would you like it to include like your risk of certain things? It'll be like Alzheimer's. It'll be like, really good chance. Like, I don't need to know that now.
Huh.
So it's, I don't want to know all that.
Yeah, the ignorance is kind of nice. Like, because people are like, do you know like your heritage or whatever? And most people tend to know those things, and I don't, but I'm fine with it. I don't feel that dumb.
White.
For not, yeah, just, I don't know.
East Europe.
Stratford, Missouri, notable figure. It's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my heritage.
No kidding.
Stratford's finest.
100% white.
Yeah, I think I'm just a purebred. I think is what, I mean, I got blonde hair, blue eyes, you tell me. I think I did okay. You haven't got to the part of the documentary where they really start diving into
okay. I'll watch it.
Just say the word clan comes up a few times. So, yeah.
Dude, I watched an all-time YouTube video the other day.
Cool.
Y'all need to watch it. I don't know the YouTuber's name. It's a big YouTuber, and he somehow got to interview the leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
Really?
He says UK...
Was it Gideon?
He's a UK-based, like, black dude. Okay, I've never even seen him, but it's so viral, because he's like, I'm going to go to the most racist place. You know, Harrison, Arkansas kind of went viral.
Yeah.
But it's because the Ku Klux Klan is, like, nearby, and he just... kept saying he was from BBC, and he got to interview the guy, and he just kind of like nonsensed him the whole time.
Really?
And it's just crazy because he's a black dude. He's like, he was messing with him, like, I'm from the BBC, and we're just trying to do some like positive stuff because like the KKK is not racist. Like, we don't know why people say that. And the guy's like, exactly. He's like, I don't want any harm on a black person. The guy's saying, he's like, I don't want any harm to befall a black person. I just don't want to be around them. And the black guy before, he's like, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Totally. That's what we're saying. Great point. He's over like, in so England.
Like, it's like, we're in this church. Could I come to this church? And the guy's like, no, you couldn't. And like, so yeah, you wouldn't want to be around. The guy's like, we can be friends. You would never be like invited into my house. And the guy's like, of course.
Well, right. Yeah.
And they COVID. Just keeps messing with them. And they're doing the tricks where he's like, look, some big supporters message you on Instagram, could you say their names? You know those classic, like, you know, my name is Ben Dover. The one where it was like his first name was like BL and his last name was like EM. So he's like, shout out BLM. It was a masterpiece video. It already has like 20 million views.
Wow.
It's worth sitting down and watching.
Yeah, I haven't but come across
what
it.
A. Oh.
My roommate dated a girl from Harrison, Arkansas a couple years ago.
I thought you were saying, my roommate dated a KKK member.
What was that guy's name? Does he have a daughter? Like 24? I think I know. He sounds like a guy. No, but so I've driven through Harrison, Arkansas, and it wasn't like anything too crazy. It was somewhat crazy. I saw a billboard that was like, turn it to 103.4, white people radio. That was a real billboard I saw 2 years ago.
That was promoted by Tour, actually. No. We had all shapes of colors in there.
Shapes of colors.
But it did skew white. It did skew white.
Skew white.
No, yeah. We love the black fans were lit at the shows always. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
But it was just funny to watch this video. This man, almost in a weird way, like, you know, most kind of racist people, they're not going to just, you're going to have a vibe, but they're not saying it. This guy was like, black people, if a young black kid were to get into like a car accident, I would have just as much compassion as, I would care a little more about a white kid. But I'd still, he literally is doing that, and the black YouTube guy's going like, yeah, exactly. It's so
good for the YouTuber for just like,
I mean, he just,
having to eat
I mean,
that.
I don't, it's crazy, dude.
That is wild. I can't believe that interview exists. That is going to be a, I don't know, put that in a time capsule.
I mean, it's all time YouTube video, has to be.
Goodness gracious.
It's just great, because he like tracks him down, and the guy agrees, like, yeah, come tomorrow, we'll interview, and he's just freaking out. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go interview the leader of the KKK.
Wow. Is he actually a UK YouTuber? Like, does he have a cool accent?
Yeah, so he's like 6 million subs or something.
Cool. Fun.
Anyway.
Love a good
shout
accent.
Shout out Arkansas. But he does, it's a sweet video too, because he's like, all right, just this guy is crazy. Arkansas is not just racist place.
Sure.
But there's something. there's some.
And the incest stereotype is based off something.
23andMe confirmed it. They did come out and say Arkansas, most ancestral.
Yeah.
Incestual.
Yeah.
Not ancestral. Both.
You will have messed up ancestrals.
But that's what's scary about that. 23andMe, the weird documentary, is like, you know, there's got to be examples. I want this documentary to come. There's got to be examples of some, like, some level of related people figuring out, like, they're married. And you're like, oh, and we share a cousin.
Huh.
Well,
like, how do you know them?
Yeah.
Christmas.
How do you know them?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Okay. Well, I always did think it's odd all our kids have four arms. Thought that was just kind of a crazy.
That was more of just they were setting up well to do the parallel bars in the Olympics someday. This sucks.
We don't have parallels in this family.
Yeah, our chromosomes are running parallel.
Oh, but yeah, man. been wild however many months. It's gonna be weird. So we're
October 1st to now, we've been traveling intermittently, and now
we'll wrap up the episode with this favorite memories.
I love any time that all of us are together talking about just like different bus drivers we've had and the different experiences with them, just because they are just unique people. Thinking back on those memories are fun.
Our driver this time, it was we were doing like a day drive, so I was just up there like chilling, several of us were, and you just heard the driver go, oh, bleep. Like kind of chill like that. It's like,
did he just,
it was like one of those where you're like, is he like nervous or concerned about that? You're like, you don't, it's like when you, it's like there's certain professions you don't want to hear them saying like, oh no. Like, you know, your dentist, your barber, your bus driver.
Yeah.
Oh crap. Everything all right up there?
Oopsie daisy.
There's a lot of fun hangs. I would say, man, it was fun. We had gotten a nice rhythm. Any like Friday or Saturday night where we're in a cool city, we'd go out somewhere after to grab like late night food and stuff. It was so fun. And then it was always chill Sunday.
Yeah.
Watch some football.
Those were some great memories. Mm-hmm. It's just all of us posting up and just like going nuts over our fantasy sports teams in a sports bar we've never heard of.
A few handful of those just all time worst audience members.
Yeah.
Just special memories now. Jessica, Seattle.
Jessica, Seattle, and half the people in Milwaukee.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Just so
half
drunk.
Half the people in Boston. Boston was a unique beast.
Yeah.
Love Boston.
I think back to just different like crowd work memories I've had, good and bad. Did you ever see the guy in Memphis, which the Memphis show is very unique in its own. The guy in Memphis looked exactly like Howard Stern, came up about 10 minutes late to my set And I was like, hey, thank you for making it. He just throws like 6 guitar picks at me.
Yeah. That was Slash from Guitar Hero.
It was just so strange.
He was interesting.
He didn't like skip a beat. He just threw guitar picks at me.
It was fun to see. There's like a handful of super fans that would come. We start to like recognize because they came to like the show 5 different cities.
Yeah. It's like, you're Hannah Joy Thompson. Like, wow. She's like, yeah.
What's up, Matt? What's up, David?
The celebrities, the Bills coach, coach's wife. That was an all-timer for me.
It got better though. We had the Bills coach, general car insurance. We had Bachelorette season 2.
Mm-hmm.
We had Joe Kelly, MLB pitcher.
New York Jets offensive lineman, pro bowler, Nick Mangold.
Matt Mangold, center for the Jets.
Yeah.
We had one of the two chain smokers.
Yeah, one of the chain smokers.
But not because he was a fan. It's because he had a family connection to Lucas.
Yes.
The comedian. So it was like watered down a little bit.
He might have left.
But he was there.
Lucas. Yeah.
That's so funny. It's like, one of the Chainsmokers is there. Like, no way. He's a fan of yours? No, not at all. I don't think. He knows the opener. They grew up in the same town. But he was there.
He was there.
Like, his mom is a big fan. That we hear that a lot. His mom liked it. That's one thing we can say. You know what? We got to rest easy saying, maybe, you know, no one's comedy's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% of your moms will like it. And that's something we've accomplished.
Yeah, I think next tour is the Trey Kennedy Your Mom Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your mom jokes. It's Mm-mm. built for your mom.
Yeah, I'm like, you know who'd like my show? Your mom. That's not an insult. No. I'm being sincere, actually.
Oh.
I think she'd really enjoy herself. You think
Trish would enjoy it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll let her know when you're coming to town.
And please, she's a lovely lady, by the way. I'd never mean to disrespect her. I just think she'd have fun. Like, oh.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. People make fun of it. It's like, stupid jokes, man. Your mama likes these jokes. Excuse me? Like, no, I'm willing to bet
she loves it. She bought VIP tickets last time.
Yeah, actually. So. You know.
Huge, huge fan.
It was the best. Yeah. One of my favorite memories was finally getting my first public roast from a guy who's like, I hate this guy more than anything, but his own wife is like my number one fan. So that's, you know, you just gotta take those and thrive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, they're on the car ride home. It's like, I hate this guy. She's like, I loved it. It's like, well,
I am
one for two is 50% is an excellent shot. Field goal percentage in basketball.
Great for baseball. Your favorite sport, which we'll be seeing tonight.
Favorite. Has anyone ever batted .500?
No. Like
that's very high. Okay.
No.
That's when I went to baseball. I don't know much, but I see some of these batting averages. Like, all right, at the plate now, this guy hits the ball 16% of the time. It's like, baseball needs to figure this out.
Like, dude, he's starting in the lineup?
We need to up this. I was just watching guys. They'd be like, no, we're up 21%. I'm like, so... That's pretty low percentage.
I love that you're saying it in percentages, too. This is great.
Well, it's for the people.
His batting average is 21%.
What are you, 210?
Sure.
Is that the way to call it?
Sure. Yeah.
It's for the people.
It's for the people.
To make it more.
Okay. Math. It is math.
I mean, right? Because think of all the other sports. Basketball. You're looking at 35, 40, 45%.
Mm-hmm.
Good quarterbacks are completing 65% of the passes.
But then baseball, you're rewarded. It's like 30% of the time.
Whoa.
All-star. You're starting on the all-star team.
I think that's just simple math. We got to up that.
Yeah. Bigger ball, bigger bats, longer distance from mound to home.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Air Bud was
more
able
steroids.
To do. More steroids.
More Dominican players. They are so good at baseball.
Yeah.
What's going on in Dominican?
Albert Pujols has been playing for 64 years.
Yeah, what's in the water down there?
Do what he did.
They're Cruises and they're baseball players.
Yeah.
But highly recommend.
I was on the phone with my dad yesterday. This isn't going to be about Dominicans, so don't worry. But it was his birthday, and he's like, hey.
Don't mention Dominicans around my dad. I thought you were going to say.
Hey, just real quick while I have you. No, he was like, hey, what are you doing next summer? I was like, I don't.
Dad, I don't.
Like, next summer? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know. He's like, you want to go on a cruise? I was like, sure. He's like, great, found one. Let's do it.
We're at.
I was like, okay, let's do it.
Just you two? Son,
it's about time. We do a father-son cruise.
9 nights, Mediterranean cruise.
They got a comedy club. Thought we could do that. Karaoke bar.
Yes.
All the Dr. Pepper we can handle. Yeah, I think just like parents, me, sister's boyfriend, whole crew.
Okay.
You could probably come if you wanted
Where
to.
Where is it?
He said he found one out of Galveston that he likes.
Where are we heading? Just Caribbean?
Just ocean.
Okay.
Just drop Carnival? Us off anywhere. I'm trying to think.
Are we going more Royal Caribbean?
I think my parents are brand loyal to the Royal Caribbean.
Ooh, that's nice.
They're doing just fine.
Yeah.
They cruise once every 3 years.
So. Is that his thing?
It is funny. Once they became empty nesters, they went on their first cruise, and it's Stratford, Missouri, home of notable figure Jake Triplett. They went on one cruise, and they became like the cruise experts in Stratford.
It's a very, very dad thing to do.
And they became like the travel agents. Like, they weren't getting paid, and they were setting people up on these cruises. You're going to want to do this. Talk to Jeff B.
He'll get you squared away. Yeah.
They were everyone's travel agent.
When you get to port, we highly recommend, go on down, $10, all you can eat guac.
You're going to want to do that. Zipline in the afternoon. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do it in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Orangutans are howling. It's very obnoxious.
They'll reach up. They'll grab hold of you. Wow. Good for them.
Yeah. So they're pretty fired up. I think the worst thing about the pandemic for them was that the cruise industry went down. Like, what are we going to do?
We can't forget all the illnesses and stuff. Where's the cruise ships?
I was like, you could go to like a national park. You could go to a lake.
They're talking about that.
You're not hearing me. The cruise industry is down.
Your dad is like, these people are, they're up bummed to be stuck on a ship for 43 days.
What?
Talk about a dream.
Yeah, he's trying to plan the next pandemic. He's going to try to be on a cruise the next time.
He's
going to
bring some kind of virus back there. He's going to kiss a monkey at port. See what happens on this ship. Get us locked out here.
Yeah. Dude. That'd be his dream. My dad, yeah, if he had a couple of loaves of bread and a can of peanut butter, he would be fine for weeks.
My dad's the other, in a very another dad way about cruises. He's like, what? Why would I want to do a cruise? I don't just want to sit around on some boat. I want to go, I want to do and see things.
Uh-huh.
So it's another dad way. So yeah. It's like we got to like, instead of enjoying a beachside resort, we have to like backpack through the Alps or something. It's like, can this...
See, my dad's version of hiking is he wakes up on the cruise ship and he walks directly to the cafeteria's ice cream machine. And then he walks back and he talks to every single person between his room and that ice cream machine. That is his doing things.
Yeah.
And he is still not overweight somehow. So he's doing something right.
It's a couple laps around the deck.
Yeah.
Chats it up.
I think it's the jaw muscles that he uses.
Mm. Yeah.
He burns a lot of calories.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
yeah.
Good memories, good times. Thanks again, everyone who came out. Thanks for listening to the pod. It's summer's here. Enjoy it.
Summer's here. Use your sunscreen, guys.
Yep. Bye. Correct opinion.